Next individual, please.
Item 854, request of John Hollister to address council regarding the value of corporations, nonprofits, and Portland government working together.
Mr. Hollister, good morning.
Good morning.
John, it's been a while. Welcome back.
It has been a while.
You've been on sabbatical.
It's John Hollister for the record. So I've actually been gone a year. I actually took a new job and I had to move to Michigan for 6 months, and I never realized that the words polar and vortex could be used in the same sentence. It was very, very cold, but I'm back.
Thank you.
And Commissioner Fish, you look great, and you're in my prayers on a daily basis.
Thank you very much.
Commissioner Fritz, thank you so much for all of your service, and you will be missed.
Not yet, though.
Not yet, but not today.
News of her demise are premature and speculative.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think I know what the problem is. In today's world, there's too much certainty. I'm right, you're wrong. This seems to escalate to anger, rage, hate, then violence. And 18 years ago, today is an extreme example of certainty turning to violence. I had business in New York City that October of 2001, and I saw a community in extreme pain. But I also saw people with strong and different opinions working together, listening and respecting each other. Cab drivers were even nice. If people with strong different opinions could just sit down, talk, come out of their respective end zones, and be willing to move to the middle of the field, I believe amazing things can happen. So I just kind of had to say that. But now to the topic of my presentations, corporations, government, and nonprofits working together to make our communities better. The Navigation Center doesn't happen without Tim Boyle. The hundreds of new trash cans in downtown and the Pearl District don't happen without the Business Alliance and the Pearl District Neighborhood Association. There are many more examples of public and private sector working together. This work needs to continue and escalate. My company, ClickBid, would like to follow suit and contribute $500,000 of our fundraising software to all nonprofits and schools, large and small, in the Portland area. Equality, I believe every voice needs access to these tools. Just to clarify, we only help nonprofits that need more money. The ones that have all they need, we can't help them. Here is my certainty. Every nonprofit, large and small, will benefit from using a fundraising software platform. Our software can help every nonprofit in the Portland area raise more money. Our software costs anywhere from $800 to $1,500, but we are offering it free to all nonprofits in the Portland area. I am here asking your help to make sure that every nonprofit in the area, large or small, knows about this offer. I'm really not sure what that help looks like, but I'd sure like the opportunity to be able to work with someone in each one of your offices to figure out what that means and help make sure that everyone is aware of this offer. And a little shout out that all of my compatriots in Michigan are watching this right now. So hi, Matt, hi, Tom, and the rest of the gang. And Tom and Matt are my two business partners, and they have agreed to this very generous offer.
Thank you very much. Thank you, John, for bringing this to our attention. We appreciate it. This looks promising.
Yeah.
Welcome back. It's good to see you.
Good to be back.